We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Everybody, thank you for wearing your mask.
Indeed, good advice from Amir Garrett. We thank our guests today, Mike Florio and Hub Arkish. We thank Shane Reardon for popping in to do a couple segments of Shane's Meet Live. Layla, thanks as always for sitting in. And now on this Wednesday that feels like a Friday, we hand the ball off to Lawrence Holmes. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, people. What's up?
I got a four-day weekend. That's what I know.
What are you going to do with that four-day weekend, Dan?
Nothing.
Sounds like a good idea.
Started some cooking yesterday. I may assist my daughter with the stuffing. She's going to make that today if she needs. She probably doesn't need my help, but I may help out with that. And then I'll dry rub some turkey legs. I don't know. I'm gonna do a whole lot of nothing. I'm gonna eat and I'm gonna drink and I'm gonna watch football.
That sounds like a prescription for a solid weekend, Layla. What about you?
I don't want to watch it. But I'm gonna watch it. So I will watch the football team Dallas Cowboys game.
We're all gonna watch it. We know it sucks, but we're all gonna have it on. We're all gonna watch it. We just like I said earlier, if your antenna are tuned well enough, you can kind of do something else. You can, you know, futz around the kitchen or do a crossword puzzle or something. And if there's anything that merits your attention, you'll hear something enough to there'll be enough cues to at least turn your head and actually look at what's going on.
You say that, but I think I'm gonna be the opposite, where I will be so transfixed to bad football and how bad, like terrible missed passes and terrible plays, that I will watch it intently because I'm going to see how terrible the game is.
Okay, yeah, straight up hate watching. That. You can do that too.
I haven't figured out what marathons are on because usually with Christmas, like you get like the I haven't figured out what Thanksgiving marathons are on because New Year's Day, Twilight Zone marathon. Like, ooh, that's my jam. Like, I'm all over that because Rod Serling was ahead of his time. So I got to find out if there's a good, like, Law and Order marathon, like a themed Law and Order marathon that's on or something like that. Because I agree, like, it's going to be difficult to just sit there and enjoy the bad football.
Wait, isn't Godfather Marathon always on AMC?
Is that the marathon of the...
I believe Godfather Marathon is a thing on AMC. I want to say that's a Thanksgiving move.
Okay.
But I'd have to look.
So which do you prefer? Would you prefer... Do you watch Godfather 2? I don't really count Godfather 3 because
I didn't really enjoy it
all that much. Or have you seen the re-edited Godfather saga that does everything... It takes 1 and 2 and actually starts from the beginning and finishes at the end in real time without it being flashback and prequel.
I haven't watched that version of it. That's interesting to me. I always like when stuff like that happens. And I know that everyone's waiting for the Zack Snyder edited, directed, smash cut Justice League movie because that's going to make it better. No, it's not because it was terrible.
You're narrow casting to yourself again, Lawrence.
I am, sorry.
No, like, you remember that's what DVDs came with was like the B-side of the DVD and it was the director's cut or like something special. I feel like that's what that is.
That's what they're trying to make it. It's just, here's an idea, DC. Make better movies. Just overall, just make better movies. That would be a good step forward. I feel like they've done that with the Wonder Woman franchise, and I didn't hate Aquaman. Like, I didn't hate it. I wouldn't say I loved it, but you just do better.
I don't think the characters are as good. No, the Marvel characters
are
better.
Dan, you're wrong. There are some great characters, and I'm glad that they're going to explore a little bit more into the DC universe with, like, Black Adam and Isis with the Rock movie that's coming out. There are great characters, and they just haven't found vehicles for. Like, they've tried a couple times with Green Lantern, and it's just awful. And they get stuff right with their television stuff. Everything that they're doing on TV has worked. When it comes to the big screen, they can't. And they keep kind of – they want so desperately because of how invested everyone is in the comic book world in the Batman narrative. They want to keep telling us the Batman. And we all did it when we were watching Joker. We were like, oh, so there's a riot. Let me guess, there's a movie theater. And guess who just happens to be coming out of the movie theater? It's the Wayne family. And oh, and here's the Batman origin. It just – They want so desperately to just keep selling us that. And we keep buying it. We're like, oh, another Batman movie? Great. Another Superman movie? An origin story? Wait a minute. Your mother's name is Martha? My mother's name is Martha. Now we can be friends. That's what happened in the movie. In the movie, they're sitting there at each other's throats until, wait, what did you say? Did you say Martha? Why do you know that name? Martha! Your mom's name is Martha? Wow. I, too, have a mother named Martha.
Seriously?
I'm glad that we can all be friends now.
Oy. Amazingly, I still think, if I'm really being honest with myself, the most successful or resonant iteration of anything DC for me, and those of us of a certain age, is still Super Friends on Saturday mornings. And it's the only thing that just because, and it's because I was 5 or 6 or 7, whatever I was, and there's Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Superman and Batman and Robin and The Flash.
And
occasionally they would bring in, like, what? Well, you had either Marvin, or you had Zan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins, and the Space Monkey Gleek.
And when they did their racial outreach with those cartoons, what did they do?
Oh, yeah. You had, well, the extras were Hawkman.
Yes.
And then there was the, like, samurai.
There was Apache Chief.
Apache Chief, yes.
And there was Black Vulcan.
I don't remember Black Vulcan.
Well, they actually, DC is doing that character now, like the Black Vulcan character in one of their television shows, and has actually gone okay. But yes, that was their cultural outreach. Here's Black Vulcan. Where's he from? Detroit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No one thought better of that.
It was... Oh, my. Look, Dan, I love going back and thinking about the things that I enjoyed in my childhood and looking at them now.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I went back because I remember as a kid, like, you have a sick day or an off day and you're watching cartoons on Channel 32 back
sure.
in the day. And they used to run the old Iron Man cartoons. These, like, 15-minute shorts. It's Iron Man. And it was totally, like, old school Tony Stark going into the office every day with his briefcase, and he's a womanizer, and he's this and he's that. And they had, oh, I was laughing at how racist, like, those cartoons were back in the day, because his greatest rival is the Mandarin. And they made a joke, mm-hmm. like, this is one of the mistakes that Marvel made. Like, they made an absolute joke out of the Mandarin storyline in Iron Man. Was it Iron Man 3? They made a complete joke, which is why I tell people just skip right over it. But this is, if you read the books, like, he is, like, that is Tony Stark's equal. And it was so racist, I had to turn it off. I was like, whoa, I did
really?
Not know this. And they're like, Tony Stark flies to the Orient. And I was like, oh, no. this where he can't be a
he encounters thing. The inscrutable dragon lady, right?
Anyone who is a Marvel fan, just go look for the 1960s Iron Man shorts, and I'm telling you, you are going to be appalled.
Wait, the 60s ones, are those? I used to watch the ones that were made in the 60s, and it was a compilation.
Yes.
They had Captain America, when Captain America throws his mighty shield, and they all had these intro songs, and there was Prince Namor, there was Thor, the Rainbow Bridge of Asgard, and there was Bruce Banner as it turns into the Hulk, and they had all these silly little songs, and then they would you'd watch a show, and there'd be like three different cartoons in a given half an hour.
They were these 10-minute vignettes.
Yes.
And I went down the rabbit hole of watching all of the Iron Man ones, and I was supremely disappointed. They have done great things with the rehabilitation of that character, because I mean it was just. No matter how bad you think it was worse. Like it's just as bad as the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where the lady works in the house and
where you can actually see they show her legs as she walks through. You hear the. I mean that's right out of like Gone with the Wind. Yeah.
Yes, they did like a Hattie McDaniel type deal, and now when you see those, she's got like a British accent. Mm-hmm. Like we just went way the other way to just kind of make sure that even all of some of the cool stuff that was in it too. I mean, we could talk about this all day. It's one of the things that fascinates me. All the things from my childhood that were just wrong. And watching them now with adult eyes, you're like, how did our parents let us watch this stuff?
Yeah, I got to go check out Black Vulcan. I got to get he comes from Detroit.
From Detroit.
We had like superpower, like paralyzing doo-wop and dance moves. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how far did they go with this?
So the show that's on the CW now is called Black Lightning. And like, it's the same thing. Like, it's the same power and the whole deal. But it would just... They had like a whole thing where it's like, here's Apache Chief, and now he says something that's old and native, and it turns him into a giant person, and because he's connected to the land. See what we did there? It's just the worst.
Yikes.
But I am here for the Wonder Twins, and they on Supergirl, they gave like a really good like Easter egg to the Wonder Twins and their monkey.
Yeah, you can have the Wonder Twins. That's all you. That's that was. I don't know what the point of that ever
form
was.
Form of,
shape of, shape of.
No, she
would say
form of.
She said shape of and could pick an animal, and he would say form of, and then it was anything water or ice.
Form of. If people are wondering where the whole Wonder Twins thing comes from, I feel like I've hijacked this complete episode of our hanging out together. And I feel bad.
Would you rather talk about the Bears?
Nah. Well, maybe. I mean, it's an important game. I'd like to know who's playing quarterback.
Well.
Yeah, they haven't said. Nagy talks at 3 o'clock, right? And so we just got to ask him.
It's Mitch, right? There's no reason for it not to be. Like, unless he's not healthy, is there a reason to play Nick Foles if Mitch is healthy? There's no reason, right?
I wouldn't. I don't want to see Foles anymore ever do anything.
Well, you're going to see him for at least another year. That's for sure. Thanks, Ryan Pace.
Lawrence, you know what path this goes down. You know.
All right. No, I'm going to release because I know the rage that's getting ready to erupt from my buddy Layla on this particular subject. So I'm going to let you all get to your weekend. And I am going to start my little show, and it's going to be great today. Bob Kendrick from the Negro Leagues Museum is going to be here. I'm so excited because he's great. He's got some cool stuff. Cole Wright is going to be on the show. Jason Leisure is going to be on the show. We got it covered. So you all have a wonderful time off.
Thanks, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.